place outside where the animals are taken out to graze.
Pasture.
And a fence made of pieces of wood about this wide that come to a point, maybe?
Picket fence.
And what if the boards don't come to a point, do you have a different name for it? Same kind of fence, except the boards aren't pointed on the top.
No, I don't have a name for it,
though. Okay. Just it would be the same thing to you. Would you use picket for that, too?
No, I wouldn't use picket for it. But I've used the name, but I can't think of it.
Do you call it either a board fence, a slat fence, a wood fence, or any of those?
No, not any of those. No.
A garden fence, a shingle garden fence, a slat fence?
No, not slat. It's this
paling
such
fence?
A thing, not a paling, almost cobble, a cobbled or something like that. Cobbled fence or something.
How about these fences out in the country that are made of wire and they've got sharp pieces like prongs sticking out, the animals? They use the
animals. Barbed wire fence. That's what.
And how about these fences you see around playgrounds? Some of them are 10 feet high, made of wire. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a fence like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just call it a fence.
Okay. And how about out in the country, these fences of split logs?
Yeah, we'd call it a corral. A corral fence.
Okay. And they, how do they, do you have one of these clearly visualized in your mind? You know how the wood comes together?
And the log corral type fence?
Yeah, at the corner, for
instance.
How? I mean, are they stuck into the these corners? What do you call these things in the corners that are driven into the ground?
The fence post.
And the plural?
Posts.
But do they overlap?
They overlap, yeah.
Overlap at the corners.
At the corners, right.
Now, how about a fence or wall made of loose stones or rock?
That's the cobble fence there. That's what I was trying to think of before.
And good dishes are sometimes called?
Good what?
Good dishes.
China.
And a chicken lays.
An egg.
And did you ever hear these two words used together for a kind of an egg that might be put in a nest to trick a chicken, to fool a chicken, you know? Stick it in the egg, egg in the nest. Have you ever heard the term China egg?
No, I never have.
Okay, would you pronounce it together anyway?
Just China egg.
And this is a large container for that holds water and has a handle on the top.
Yeah, that's a bucket.
Okay, would you make a distinction between one in the name that you'd use for one made of, how about one that's used for, let's say one used for water or one used for milk?
For milk, I'd say pail.
And how about a tin or plastic one used around the house for mopping or scrubbing? In the army, for instance, you had them. What did you, in the army, use them? You had GI parties. You had
we this. Call them pails.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for instance, a mop or a scrub, you'd call it a, do you use the word mop with it or scrub?
Oh, yeah. The mop bucket.
Okay. And the scrub.
The sergeants always said scrub bucket.
Okay.
They were orientated.
Yeah. And how about one for garbage? A similar thing.
Garbage can. But I never would say garbage bucket or pail.